At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome, everybody, to the program. It is a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
July 24th, right? All right. As we get started here, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, LS 105.9, on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, too. I'm a little disheveled this morning because I'm frustrated. And, oh, here comes Jamie. I'll tell her, too. I'm a little disheveled this morning.
Why?
Well,
I got an In and Out shirt on.
No, a hamburger shirt. I'm wearing
a hamburger shirt on.
What? Yeah, I'm a little disheveled today. I think I took some allergy medicine last night. I think it made me drowsy a little bit. So, what's the matter? What are you looking at?
Did you get it out of the hamper?
No, it was in a drawer, and it was way back
Why
in
is
the
music
drawer.
So loud?
Oh, because I just like talking over it. But it was in a drawer, and it's been there for a while.
Oh, and it wasn't folded?
No, kind of wrinkled, right? Yeah, so that's my hamburger shirt.
All right, I've so got you on took today. Allergy medicine, and you're...
Yeah, I feel a little drowsy this morning, yeah. but I'm really bummed out because remember the project I've been doing with my car?
I do.
Which everybody is telling me I'm nuts for, okay?
No, if you enjoy it, it's fine.
If I enjoy it, I like that attitude, Jamie. Because
I'm here
that's
to support,
my attitude.
Right.
That's my attitude. If I want to do it, it's no harm to anybody else, right?
Exactly.
All right, so I put it in the shop. It's an old car, 2001. Put it in the shop. I got a bunch of leaks. I got this. I got a wheel falling off. Got an airbag about to kill me.
Right?
Got all kinds of problems,
yeah.
Right? And so I put it in the shop. $6,800 it cost me. Put the engine back together, all the blah, blah. I'm driving to work this morning.
No.
And the engine light comes on.
After $6,800 worth of repairs?
I wanted to crash. I wanted to just get a pylon.
Have you fixed the airbag yet?
No, I haven't gotten
there
yet.
Let's not crash then.
Okay.
All right, let's not do that.
Yeah, it might be my best move at this point.
Let's not total it yet until
that
we get
that is such a bummer. You take your vehicle in, and for the exact reason you take your vehicle in,
yeah.
3 days later, you got a problem.
$6,800 engine repair.
It just makes me so mad this
morning. How much
does
the actual new engine cost? About $6,800?
For that car, probably 68. Yeah, probably. I'd say $7,000.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. Engine light comes on. Wow. Of all things. I mean, it could have been a trunk latch. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
Something different than what I just paid for.
Yeah, but you don't
That's
know
That's what makes
what
me mad.
Engine light's for.
It could be something small.
So small, yeah. Minor.
It says check engine soon. Is what it says on there.
They probably just didn't reset something.
Maybe some oil.
They probably just didn't reset something. Maybe I know that my Jeep, I took it to these schmucks, and it says oil change needed, and I've already that's what they did.
So they just didn't reset it.
That's why you need to go to John at Highlands Ranch Imports.
Yeah,
he fixes everything.
Yeah.
So there.
My car was too much for him. He thought it was a stupid move.
He wouldn't even fix it.
Dude, he wouldn't even fix my back windshield wiper on my Range Rover.
No.
He's like, I'm not fixing it. And I go, this is how honest this guy is. He goes, I'm not fixing the back windshield wiper. And I go, why? And he goes, it's too costly and you need to get rid of that thing.
He turned me down on a $600 water reservoir.
Really?
Yeah, for the car. I took the car over there, and the reservoir was leaking for the windshield wiper fluid. And he told me, he said, you realize that's about $600. This car ain't worth it. Well, John, I don't need that type of an assessment from you, buddy. Just fix it for me.
It looks like you should have listened to him.
That's why I love him.
No, he said it's not worth it.
That's literally why I love that guy. Because he's like, I'm not fixing the back windshield wiper. Sell it. Nobody checks the back windshield wiper.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He's not wrong. I can't tell you.
He goes, sell the thing. Nobody will ever try to turn it on when they buy it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Could be something simple.
Yeah.
I got something else bothering me, too.
What?
Wow. This one's really big.
Dear God.
And we'll find out
this
morning.
You're kind of exhausting.
Are we your therapist?
I know. Yeah, kind of, sort of. This station is.
But we have other stuff to talk about. The weather
really.
And stuff.
Not really. I looked at my list. It's poor today.
I know, but like, who would you rather? Remember?
Yeah, we had that.
Fun game.
Well, this one's pretty big, Jamie.
Okay, what is
this
it?
This is pretty big. I'm going to have to do it when we come back. We have to take a break.
I got you a present.
And I think you're going to agree with me because it's devastating.
When you realize that you work with someone that doesn't listen.
You said you got me a present.
Yeah, I brighten up your day there, pumpkin.
I know. That's part of the problem, the present thing.
Oh, what?
Yeah. When I get into this.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Not you. If you've got a present for me, that's great. I appreciate it. That's great. But it's something else.
Okay. Yeah, you should probably not take your drugs anymore.
Why?
Because you're a bowl of fun.
I think I need to take more.
No, I don't think so. I think that we have a problem and you took too many.
All right, I'll run this by you. I think you're going to think this is a big deal, Jamie.
Okay.
I really do.
Right, yeah.
When we come back, okay?
Right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Wait. Oh.
What?
Wait.
What?
What?
Whoa. Hold on. Reset everything.
Wait, what? Was that me?
Yeah, it was you.
What was I talking about?
You're hawking some financing. You're trying to get somebody to re-up or something. You're telling them how terrific it is.
By the way, let me just tell you, I just checked my FICO score.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know. I'm
so
proud of you.
I can't even believe it. Yeah.
What do you mean it's amazing?
Because I've had a crap ass FICO score forever.
You mean your credit score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I got that American Express card, and I think it upped it. I'm at 755.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
It said very good.
Yeah, that is really good.
It didn't say excellent, but it said very good.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
755 is good.
And that's even with them taking my storage unit away.
I know. That dinged your credit for a long time, years.
I'm not even sure that ever went to a dinging.
And maybe they didn't.
I don't think it did because that thing was so upside down that you would have never crawled out of that hole.
No. I know, but isn't that impressive? So I didn't know this, you guys. You can go to your credit card. I have the app, and you can check it right there on your app.
Yep.
All of them do it. Your banks do it.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Your Wells Fargo app.
I never checked it because it's been so bad.
Oh, no. Just the way you were saying it, that you can go there. But, yeah, you can go to all of them now.
Right,
they used to ding you for that, remember? If you'd go check your score, you get charged on it. It would affect your score.
That's
to check
crazy.
Your score. Now they don't do it anymore.
Although I did get a card in the in my mail that says you have two things that might affect your credit score. You know how they send you the Equifax
and all that? Yeah.
It sent me a little postcard. You have two things that might affect your credit. Wow. I was like, what are those?
You're at 750.
So, let's just stick with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, at 755, I wouldn't even pay those.
I know, right?
I'd just let you go. What the hell? Not hurting you.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get back right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, going to be cloudy today. Chance of rain. Another chance of rain. That's okay. We need the rain. No big deal, right?
Right.
Partly cloudy, 84 for a high today. Today is Thursday, July 24.
I know. Do you know that I didn't even know it was Thursday and I didn't take out my cans?
No kidding.
Oh.
You didn't remember? You didn't know
it was
Thursday?
I thought it was Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't seem to be the only one confused.
What? Yeah, hey.
Oh, boy. Just another day.
Yep, sure
July
is.
July 24th.
Is she leaving you finally?
No, well, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
She didn't remember. I don't think she knows.
Is it your birthday?
Today.
It is.
I brought you a present. That's why I brought you a present.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you thought of me.
Oh, your wife didn't?
She doesn't even remember.
Wait, she doesn't know it's your birthday?
There's no way.
Nope.
I brought you a present.
Let me give you the story. It's not come up all week. Not come up all week. Today is my birthday.
There's no way she forgot. No way.
Pop down now. Pop down. I got stories. Oh, it's funny, Jamie.
I brought you a present.
It's funny. It's got me in a world right now that I'm just so down. I'm down. Kick me. Go ahead.
Wow.
Right to the head with a boot.
So no little card sending out? No.
Oh, no. It's even worse.
Little notes in your car. You know how, like, you leave her notes in her car on her birthday? And
oh, yeah.
You leave out a card from
Not
her?
Not just from me. From Frog yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
Go all out.
Yeah, I know.
She gets home later in the day on her birthday. There's a cake. There's gifts.
You get, well, not like
Amazon's
that,
come.
But what I like most is that you get up extra early and you have out like a whole spread for her.
Right.
So when she wakes up.
Well, it's not come up this week. And I thought maybe it's going to be a big surprise.
I bet you, have,
you lay low when you're ready to surprise
Should we
somebody?
Tell him how we were invited to the surprise party on tomorrow night?
Oh, that's a nice try.
Oh, right, nice. Guys, can we
you know,
and tell
you're,
him?
Because, Jamie.
I mean, it's so uncomfortable right now. Should we tell him about the big surprise?
And you're so sad.
So that's a nice try. I know when I have a true friend. Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So this morning,
I
wake up. The alarm goes off. Well, dog started barking. I had to get up a little early, but I go back to bed. Try to go. Yeah, I can't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed when I got up this morning, she's awake. On her phone.
Oh.
In bed, looking, scrolling. And me knowing today's July 24th.
The day.
I looked at her and I said, hey, you asleep or are you awake? What's going on? I mean, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just couldn't sleep. Well, okay, I think I'm going to head on out to work. Head out to work. So I'm making extra noise.
Yeah,
I'm slamming a door here.
Yeah.
Just trying to get some attention. Like, oh, by the way, before you go, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. Barely got a goodbye. She's forgotten.
So instead she you didn't got the remember. Roll over and sleep. She rolled over and slept and told you to be quiet.
She was still on her phone.
Wow.
As I walked out
the
door.
Well, she was probably, because tomorrow night, all right, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow night there's a big surprise birthday party. And so I'm sure she's getting all the stuff from Amazon. And she's like, you know, she told me not to tell.
It's crunch time, man. You got to get ready.
So we're all supposed to like, what time are we doing that thing?
About, I think it's like 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where is it? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. The new adult arcade.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the deal. All right. Nope. Let's not say it because she's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Let's not say a word. And tomorrow night at 6:30, I'll show up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Okay. Sweet.
Okay? And I look forward to it. And I'll act surprised when I see you
guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I see you guys, I'll act very surprised, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Should I give you your present now?
Well, sure.
I mean,
I'm going to try to act excited about this. But I'm in a really bad state right now, Jamie.
I know.
It's going to take a lot to drag me out of this today.
I know, but
Until I get a text, at least.
Okay.
I've got nothing.
I remember.
She's on her phone right now. And you can't even text your husband happy birthday.
Right, hold on.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
This is ridiculous.
I didn't wrap it. It doesn't have a bow.
That's okay.
Right. It's at least you thought of me. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, Jamie. The Centennial Gun Club hat?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
It's a $30 friggin' hat.
I know.
I should have married you.
It was actually $28.
Just saying, you would have made a great wife. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's real funny, folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love hats.
I know you do.
You know what? Yeah, I collect hats. Well, I don't collect. I just have a lot of hats.
Yeah, a lot,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, gun club. Yeah. I like that.
I know. I got us all one. That's so you. Sweet. So it's like we're a family.
Whoa. You got us all one?
I got you.
I thought this was my special day.
It is. But listen, it's what? Like... It's like we're
don't tell me there's no party at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow night.
It's like
I'm gonna really be pissed now.
It's like we're a pretend family. I got you one, my son one, and me one.
Oh, that's so cute.
How's our kid doing these days?
He's good. He's a great shot.
Good
for
him.
Yeah.
Isn't this crazy? And I'm not exaggerating right now.
That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I did this once, though.
You forgot her birthday?
It's kind of payback. No, I forgot my first wife's birthday. I was caught up in a wild child kind of, you know, era.
I know, but think about what it led to.
And well, I know it led to a divorce.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She forgot your birthday, which leads to...
Well, that didn't lead to the divorce. I mean, you could pile it on.
you boinking the neighbor led to the divorce.
I'm just saying, it's one of the worst feelings in the world. I regret it to this day. It haunts me
that you
that
forgot.
I literally forgot my wife's birthday one year, and
I would add X it, just for fun.
Well, X. Yeah. It drove me. It still does.
Yeah, it's probably a good
still
idea.
Yeah, that'd be a tough pill to swallow.
This is not helping.
It's a tough one. Yeah. It's a tough one, man. You feel like a schmuck.
Miguel, you and I get each other.
Like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, my wife at the time.
Yeah.
it's a really crappy feeling. All right, we'll move on.
All right. I'm so sorry that she forgot.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure she's not listening?
I don't think so.
Because can I tell you why?
Why?
Because so what she's going to use is the word my wife.
I just got a birthday text.
But,
go ahead.
But she's going to use it against you, like your birthday's ruined because of what you said.
Oh.
Even if you were getting something, she may just hold it back.
Yeah, now she's just mad at you.
I got my first birthday text of the morning.
From Pete?
No, Dave the Dwarf.
You sure did, Dave the Dwarf. Dave the Dwarf remembered.
Awesome. Dave the Dwarf down
he
in
remembered.
Tampa.
Dave.
Your I love wife, you, buddy. Your I should have married Dave.
You should have married Your wife didn't remember, but Dave the Dwarf did?
Aww. Yeah, that's the world I live in, folks. A friggin' dwarf down in Florida. Remembered.
And he's
not
a little
the
person.
Wife.
No, I'm just going to add that.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Make sure I put that in my phone right now.
I'm just saying, all right, here's the thing. Here's the
6:30 tomorrow.
Here's the thing. You're going to feel horrible about this.
What do you mean?
Okay, I have two theories about your birthday.
Okay.
What if something is planned and you don't know it and you're just sitting here bitching about her and then come to find out there's a big thing?
It would be a wonderful ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a story that BJ was a moron, and yeah. I'm willing to accept that.
Because it happened to my friend. His name is Stretch, but it's really not Stretch. Yeah. It's Mike. Mike. It happened to my friend Mike. And for Maritza, he was planning this big birthday, and it was a whole thing. She was so much. She was texting. He didn't even remember. And none of us could say anything.
Right.
So I bet that's it.
Well, and see, I'm willing to take that chance and go ahead and complain, meaning that I really got sucked into this, okay?
Oh, okay.
And I got duped.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. You know, I pulled that off for her birthday, remember?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Remember
I
threw that
say.
Big dinner and I had that big live fish?
Oh, that's right.
That I
so
ate.
Maybe she's doing the same.
Maybe.
Maybe. I bet you she is. There's no way that you surprised her for her birthday. And,
now she's like, she's going to,
return the favor. Guaranteed.
Although, remember my old partner, Frosty?
Yeah.
He tells the saddest story. He turned 13, and that's a big one.
Yeah.
13, right? So all day long, he was just waiting. Nobody said anything. His mom and dad, they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
His siblings, nobody said anything. So all day, he was just like... Oh, and then his dad was having him do chores. He's like, I'm sure I'm doing chores because it's my 13th. I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, and he waited all day and he went to bed.
Nothing
oh.
happened.
Oh.
Man, that's devastating for a 13-year-old.
Isn't it?
I mean, you just became a teenager. I mean, there you are. That's a biggie.
It is a biggie. 13's
a biggie. 18's a biggie. 21's a biggie.
Isn't that the saddest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could come up with a sadder story than mine. Makes me feel better.
Okay,
it does in a way.
Yeah, it does. But then I have another theory that this is your fault. But I'll get to that after I do tabloid.
This is my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sure I'm going to hear that at home, too. This is your fault, BJ.
I'm just saying. It's just something.
How is it my fault?
I will get to it after I do tabloid trash.
Tabloid trash can suck the big one. I want to know how it's my fault. There's nothing in that trash more important to me right now.
No, there is. Chapel.
Who?
Chapel.
Who's Chapel?
Chapel Roan.
Is that Pink Pony girl?
Yep. Yep. Sure is. Anyway, Chapel Roan is coming out with some new music, and everybody's so excited. She offered up a 30-second preview of her new song. It's called The Subway, and it's the story of a failed relationship. Okay. It's about you and Lisa.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Pile on, Chapel.
All right, here it is. Here's the loop.
Really just another girl on the subway. Made you feel in
my God, she's moving to Saskatchewan.
She's done. Pink Pony Club, and I'm gone.
Oh my God.
That's it. She's done.
I'm
that sucks.
To Saskatchewan?
She's that you've got to follow up better than that.
Yeah,
when you've got Pink Pony Club, you got to come back strong,
I
man.
I agree with you.
You can't come back with Canada. You can.
I know, because the last song was about Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville Pink Pony Club, man, yeah, out there dancing and putting dollar bills in.
And she misses because she misses Tennessee, and she's sorry that she left, and she's in, you know, LA.
Now she hates Nashville, going back to Saskatchewan.
She actually got that to rhyme.
I don't know.
That's kind of amazing.
But just that line alone is enough to kill it.
Well,
you know, when I hear that, I mean, the song's okay, I guess, in the beginning. But once she says that line, it's like, boy, that sucks. That is sucks. That's a reach there.
Yeah, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Pink Pony Club into Saskatchewan.
You were missing Tennessee, and now you're moving on to Saskatchewan.
Okay.
So moving on Saskatchewan, that's what she got. All right, how are we going to rhyme moving on with the city? Moving on... Orlando? No, that didn't work.
No.
I know, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's AI's fault right there. I guarantee she typed it into ChatGPT and it said Saskatchewan.
Moving on, Saskatchewan.
Wow, that's
okay,
terrible.
Yeah, right? All right, anyway, it's fine. Fat Joe is on his podcast talking about drinking 40 Diet Pepsis a day.
Oh-hoo!
That's a lot of Diet Pepsis. I don't think that's healthy. Here he is, number one.
I drink too many Diet Pepsi.
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? Very, very much. I got a problem. 30, 40 a day. Let me tell you something.
Damn.
If I went to the doctor, God forbid, and they tell me, yo, you have a problem due to Diet Pepsi, I got to take on the chin. I got to just be like, I knew I was just doing too much with them Diet Pepsi, right? So.
Are you going to hit one when you leave the doctor?
Drinking it now immediately. They're not stopping me.
No,
I was in jail with 1,000 Diet Pepsis. Imagine you in jail. You can't have nothing else, but Diet Pepsi's illegal.
You know, it is an addiction.
Yeah.
Diet sodas and regular sodas. It is an addiction. There's no doubt. My mom had it.
Do you get Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi in prison?
No, I don't.
I can't imagine.
You might be able to buy it at the commissary. You can buy chips and all that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right.
They have a commissary. I think it really depends on what prison you're in. I don't think you can get it at the county jail, but I think that once you get to the big house, they kind of open things up because that's going to be your residence for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm seeing Diet Coke is available at many commissaries.
I would say
I just wonder.
Candy bars.
Napoleon.
Yeah, because they use all that crap to make their tacos.
What?
Prison tacos.
What are prison?
And burritos.
What are prison tacos?
I've never heard of that.
They buy all the stuff like Cheetos and things, and they'll smash them up and harden it up together to make their shells and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's prison food.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. They're very creative in prison.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
All right.
I just imagine a bunch of slop on a pan.
Yeah,
you got to watch more crime shows, Bob. You're way off. No, they're very creative, aren't they, Spadil? And their liquor, too. They make good liquor there, too.
I don't know about the liquor, but like the tacos, for example, they would buy like bags of chips, and then they'll use that as their shell, and then they'll like literally cook meat in there.
He did say that.
I just said that.
We're the worst show for listening to each other.
But yeah, I'm glad you reinforced it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody said, I can't wait for you guys to play Chappelle Roan for the next 8 years like you do everything else.
I don't know if Saskatchewan's going to make it, though.
I bet it will.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's her. I don't want it to. But sometimes we just have to be a sucker to the system.
I don't hear that one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm moving on to Saskatchewan. Come on.
Yeah. Where is Saskatchewan?
I don't even know. I don't
Canada.
Well, I know that.
Oh, my God.
Are you awake?
Not really.
I've already said Canada three times. Where in Canada?
Are you stoned?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you are dumb as hell today.
Is it on the West Coast?
It's in the middle. It's right above Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's exhausting.
Yes, he is. He's this far from me turning off his microphone. Now, I'll leave it on for a little bit more, but more, I got to tell you, a couple of more screw-ups, and I'm done.
This is exciting news. James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima. It's centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima. And it'll be, he said it's going to be bigger and better than Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List. I mean, as far as emotionally.
I can't wait.
I think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be fabulous. I love those type movies.
Yeah, and so he said it's going to be graphic, emotional, and it's going to be based on real survival stories.
Wow. Good.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like a documentary movie kind of thing.
You don't hear a lot about that. A lot of movies made about the Hiroshima in Nagasaki or where it was. Nagasaki. You don't hear much about that.
No, I agree with you.
I think we're
embarrassed.
Yeah. I loved Pearl Harbor. I thought that was good.
One of the biggest movies was about the atomic bomb.
Well, I know that, but you don't hear about the aftermath.
No, I agree. But it was really about the guy's plight that made the atomic bomb. What was that movie called? But it was about his plight.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah. And so my son saw it, and he's like, really, it was about, here's my kid's take on it. I didn't see it. It was about his mental plight of like, I know I'm making this, and it's going to kill so many people.
Oh, that'd be a struggle. Yeah.
Right? And so it's just about like, I didn't see it, but he said, can you imagine? He wrote his thesis up, my kid did, about even his astrophysics stuff and building stuff that you knew were going to take out people. I was like, I never thought about it like that. You know, like when you join the forces and stuff, like you have to struggle with that. Like knowing that you're taking out but innocent people, but to take out the bad guy.
Yeah, your job is to do some bad for potentially good. Some good.
Yeah, so that's a real, anyway. So this should be interesting. James Cameron, as you know, is a genius. Dude, this guy though, I'm going to tell you, when I saw him, he's a train wreck.
Who, Cameron?
Yeah, he was at Nobu and in Malibu, and he was wasted.
Yeah. Well, he can be, I guess.
Oh, my God. He's just like breaking plates and all that. Like,
he's brilliant, though.
He is brilliant.
Saving Private Ryan was one of the all-time movies. Right? I loved it. Couldn't believe it when I saw it.
And then he was with that girl that was in Terminator. Remember they got married for a while? She was hot. What was her name? Remember?
Mm-mm. The lady that played Sarah Connor?
Yeah. They were married. And then she was there. I was like, I bet they get a divorce. And guess what happened? They got a divorce.
Did they?
They sure did.
She hit him with a plate or something?
Yeah, over his head.
Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
She just kind of fell off after the Sarah Connor thing.
Yeah, she did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.